Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Lovely stuff. 3:30 is the time here. We're joined by Elder Hilma Carolus on the line. Good afternoon, my elder.
Good day. How are you doing there?
Very well, thank you. How are you doing?
Good, thank you.
Lovely, lovely, man. We had some technical problems yesterday. We missed you. I hope your day has been good.
It has been very windy in Cape Town.
Yeah, I can imagine. I can imagine that time of the year. Now, we're talking about, incorporating praise into our daily routine. So if one is in a pit right now, wherever you are listening from, whether it be from a failed marriage, a lost child, a strained relationship, hard times, lack of provision, unrealized promise of a family, or the loss of someone dear to you, if praise is your first step, you will be strengthened to endure. Do we just fake it until we make it? Praise when we don't feel like it? Well, come and listen, because we're going to be talking about this topic with Elder Carolus. Now, what does daily praise actually look like? I mean, to have a full-on praise and worship to praise God, is that what happens? Hello, my elder.
Hi there. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Okay. So the question, what does praise look like? Well, praise is not just an event. You know, it's not only about coming to church or calling the family together. It's at a certain time to praise God. No, praise is actually a lifestyle. And it's not only just one type of action that is being done, but rather a continuous lifestyle. You know, the psalmist in Psalm 34 verse 1 says, "I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth." In Colossians 3 verse 17, Paul says, "And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God." Mm-hmm. Paul also says that whatever we eat or drink, do it to the honor and glory of God. And so, God says that the one who praises him glorifies him. So just as our lives continuously have to glorify God, the way to do that is through praise. And so one can, as we said also early in the week, there are simple ways to incorporate this daily praise. Mm-hmm. We can verbally praise him. That's by speaking about his goodness throughout the day. We can sing hymns or even just hum or softly sing. According to Paul, it's making melodies in our hearts to the Lord. So that's praise as well. We can, through the day, just be thankful. Have a heart of gratitude. Instead of always asking, also spend time thanking God and praising and adoring him. You know, that's many times it's missing in our prayers. We just go straight to what we want. But rather, we should be focused more also on giving God adoration. He's our creator, our sustainer, our redeemer. He is the one who has given life, maintains life. You know, and daily his mercies are new every morning. So just as God is faithful, as long as he's faithful, that is how we should be praising throughout the day. Just appreciation of creation can also be praising God. You know, the psalmist looks at creation and he marvels at the wonderful God that we serve. And then, of course, just sharing with people testimonies on how God has worked in your life in encouraging people and glorifying him. True praise can only come from a heart that has been sanctified. And so when Paul says, "I die daily," he's setting a platform for each day, a platform to praise God.
Yeah. But really, really important. Now, if one is in mourning, how would that praise look like, if it's possible at all?
Well, it doesn't look like a crazy person who's just laughing and smiling all through mourning time, you know. Mourning does not mean pretending to be happy. It's not a pretense.
Okay, all right.
True praise acknowledges the pain, and through that still trusts God. Remember, we said that trust or praise takes the focus of whatever we are going through, whatever is happening to us, and it takes the focus of ourselves and places it on what God, who God is and what God does. And so through praise, while acknowledging the pain, yes, we're going through things. There's mourning. The Apostle Paul says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 that we should not mourn as those who do not have hope. So there's a type of mourning that the one who is always praising God, that the one who is faithful to God, that he has, than the one who is ungrateful. So the ungrateful person praises out of obligation, praises out of force. But the one who has been converted, the one with the sanctified heart, sings God's praises even through times of mourning, even through bad times. The psalmist in Psalm 42, verse 11, and I hope you see that we're going to Psalm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
People who were going through really terrible things. Mm. And the psalmist in 42, verse 11 says, "Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him." In Job 121, another book of poetry, the Bible says, "The Lord gave and the Lord has taken away. Mm. Blessed be the name of the Lord." There's also other biblical examples of mourning with praise. David, after losing his child, worship. Paul and Silas, you remember we spoke about them, praise God.
Yeah, yeah.
While after having been beaten and being put in prison, Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane does something that is worthy which is a worthy point. Where he says, "Not my will, but thy will be done."
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In other words, he's praising God by much better than he is when he had taken on flesh. So in that way, you know, acknowledging that God is still in control, Romans 8, verse 28, and we know that all things work together for good to those who love God and who has been called according to his purpose. So, yes, this is what I think praise during mourning looks like. It's okay to tell God how you feel. Psalm 62 verse 8 says that we must pour out our hearts before him. But also we need to remember that God has been good to us in the past, and the same God of yesterday is the same God today, is the same God tomorrow. He will take us through whatever bad patch we are going through. And the psalmist then says in Psalm 50, verse 5, "Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning."
Oh, yes, hallelujah, hallelujah, indeed. Oh, man, yeah. Now, there are times when one is really down, because of loss, their mourning, and they just don't feel like it, like truly, truly, they don't feel like it. So should they just fake it until they make it?
You know, I used to also say to Christians who are struggling to be Christians that we must fake it till we make it. But I have repented of that because when it comes to true Christianity, to true praise, true worship, God does not desire and he also does not accept forced praise or words that are empty and meaningless.
Mm, mm, mm.
John 4:24, Jesus speaks of a time when the true worshipers will worship in spirit and in truth. He was talking about it within a context of where both Samaritans and Jews were praising God in forms of formalism and legalism. Just because I have to, we have to be in the temple, we have to be here, and we have to be there. Jesus says, no, true worshipers worship in spirit and in truth. That means that we need to have sanctified hearts in order to worship God in a true manner. Praise is also, you know, often a sacrifice. Sometimes we feel certain ways, and there are times when we need to sacrifice our feelings, sacrifice our rights at times. Because Hebrews 13:15 says, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. What that means is, at all times, God must increase in our minds, in our lives, in our hearts, and we must decrease. And so this kind of praise that we are talking about, this praise also has to do with the transformed mind. When we choose to praise God, our feelings follow. You know, feelings always follow thoughts. And so we don't fake those feelings. No, we have true thoughts about God. And the best way to do this for me is to read scripture. Faith comes by reading God's word. When we read scripture, the power in God's word changes our thoughts, and our feelings will then also follow. Psalm 103 verse 1 says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. When you are faking things, then you are not worshiping him with all that is within him. You know, so, and if you do it that way, if you go to God's word, you read what it says, faith comes, and praising God in those times shifts our focus from our problems to his power. And God is powerful, my brother. All he wants is for us to praise him so that he can inhabit our praise and work his powerful works.
Oh yes, and God indeed.
So what if you are struggling? So Zama, my brother, what if someone is struggling right now? Just whisper a prayer. You know, I love that little chorus. Whisper a prayer in the morning. Mm-hmm. Whisper a prayer at night. You know, whisper a prayer at noon and in the evening. And then it says, whisper, God. And in the evening, when it's good and when it's bad, God is always answering. So why don't we just always answer and say a little prayer, you know? Read the Bible out loud, as we said earlier. Faith comes by hearing. You will realize how powerful this is. Even though it sounds simple, the power is within God's word. The same power that created the universe when God spoke is the same power that we will experience when we read the living word of God, when we read it out and hear it. And then, of course, ask the Holy Spirit. Ask, pray and ask God to renew your joy, to transform your heart, your mind, to restore the joy of salvation back to you. So we do not praise God because we feel it, but because God is worthy. Sometimes we don't feel like praising him, but that doesn't mean he's not worthy of our praise. And in doing so, God meets us where we are. He inhabits our praise.
Indeed, he inhabits our praise. Now, I'm going to let you go, but before I do that, just want to check this one last thing. Can God change his plans for me because of my response to difficult times? But does he ever cut someone's suffering short because of their praise?
Well, the answer, and it's going to have to be a very short one. This will take a whole series to unpack, because what we are talking about is God's sovereignty, will, God's ways, you know. But in short, God, we must always remember, is always unchanging in his character. But God does, through stories in the Bible and also in personal experience, God does respond to faith and praise. So God is unchanging, and certain things will always happen. But when we praise, we open new vistas, channels rather, new channels for God to work through. You know, in 2 Chronicles 20, verse 22, the logical thing there for Jehoshaphat was to lose. But when they came and they sang praises to God, Jehoshaphat's army won that battle through praise. So God changed the logical outflow of events when his people started praising him. In Jonah, while he was in the belly of the whale, or the fish, we should say, God delivers him when he praised God. You know, Ezekiah is another example. He was about to die. God had already said to him, make your house in order and set things in place. And he prayed to God, and in faith praised to God, and God then changes the course of logical events. He doesn't die. He lives another 15 years. Of course, that has some of its own complications as well, because then Ezekiah forgot God, you know, when he could have died in Christ. He forgot God at the end, and even though he later died in Christ, a lot of damage was done. That's not the point that we're making. The point is that God does sometimes intervene and cut short suffering. There are other times, though, where God says, as he said to Paul, my grace is sufficient for you. When Paul asked for something to be taken away, he says, my grace. And Paul was satisfied and content with the grace of God that was enough for him. So ultimately, God's plan is not just what we're going through now. God's plan has eternal ramifications. God looks from the end to the beginning, and from the beginning to the end. He considers everything and makes decisions based on Romans 8, verse 28, that suffering may not end immediately, but victory is assured. Victory in Christ is assured. God may not remove the hardship, but he will give you more of himself in the midst of it. Look what he did for the three Hebrew boys. He didn't save them from being thrown into the furnace. But when they went through that for his sake, man, he gave so much of himself. He gave his son so that even Nebuchadnezzar could recognize that that was Jesus walking with the three Hebrew boys.
Beautiful stuff. Well, my elder, I must thank you so much for your time, and always, always a pleasure talking to you. I wish you the rest of the afternoon well. I'm going to be talking to you again one last time tomorrow, same time and the same place.
God bless Zama, and also to the listeners. May God continue to bless AWR as well.
Blessings to you. Thank you so much.
Amen.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.